The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside and at AnitaHiles.com. And hello, Roger.
Hey, Anita, what's going on today? How was Thanksgiving?
It was awesome.
Amazing. Good.
I went to some good friends of mine, Karen and Chris.
Uh-huh.
And I love Southern people because they cook.
Really? Okay.
And so I did kind of gorge a little bit on the side dishes.
You were expected to on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Crying out loud.
So I did keep my end of the bargain on doing that.
Perfect. Perfect. So glad you enjoyed it.
It was nice. You went to Tallahassee, didn't you?
Only for a day. Yeah, my daughter's in school there. So I need to go pick her up and then bring her back home. I just got in the car, drove there, put her suitcase in the car, and we drove immediately back. That was the day before Thanksgiving.
Nice. And so she was home for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's wonderful. And what a great, you're a great father and a great husband. My gosh.
I try.
Seriously.
It's not easy.
Picking up your daughter, and that gives you some good daughter time for the drive back and get caught up and talk. And that's nice.
Yeah. And she was, you know, being a little Miss Brat, saying, no, I don't have to come home. I said, yes, you do.
Yes, you do. I'm going to come get you.
I'm going to come get you. Yeah. She said her car wasn't acting right. She didn't want to be behind the wheel, which I understand.
It's a long drive to do by yourself.
So I went and got her. So, but I had to make two commutes. But that's what, you know, part of what I do as a dad.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. You know, that's great. I think that's wonderful. So tell me what's new.
Well, let me think here. Real estate is new. There's a growth happening in the community. People are upgrading. People are downsizing.
Oh my God, we are so busy right now.
I'm thinking right now, you know, my daughter's all moving out, but one's still at home, you know?
You're going to be an empty nester. I'm going to have to find you a smaller house.
Is that something I want to do, or do we want to have a bigger home where the kids' memories were made and at the same time, have maybe a home office, guest rooms, and then when the kids, you know, eventually get married and have kids, well, we have the room to accommodate everybody to where to put the family in a hotel.
Well, what I tell people is, you know, you just have to do the math because for your family coming over, you know, once or twice a year or for just little weekend getaways, you know, is it worth the addition to your JEA bill? Because you still have to heat the house. It's like my mom sitting in a 6-bedroom house by herself. It's like, sell it. But she won't. And so she sits in a 6-bedroom house and she still has to have someone clean because she's not exactly young anymore.
Right.
And she's got to have somebody do all the yard work.
Okay.
And I can't even imagine what her electric bill is.
That is something to consider, you know. But at the same time, when the kids start to move out, you know, every guy wants to have a man cave. So that would be something that I could consider maybe having at some point.
Yes.
You know, and my wife wants a home office. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's something you could do with the extra space. But again, is it worth it? You know, maybe it is. I don't know.
Well,
I'm thinking.
I think your kids probably come home a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any incentive we can give them, that's
good. I think I'm predicting that your kids will come home and visit you lots and continue those fun home memories.
Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah. To sell or not to sell when the kids move out. But if people do it, you're the perfect person to see, right?
Correct. What I find as I get older is I keep getting smaller and smaller. And if I had it my way, I would just live in a 1-bedroom.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Yeah, we talked about tiny homes last week.
I know.
But let me ask you this. You know, when you find people who are ready to, you know, if they're empty nesters and getting a smaller place, do they improve generally the quality of the house, the location, the amenities, and that kind of thing, even though they're getting less square footage?
Oh, I think so. Yes.
Okay. So people
yes,
tend
they have
to
bump up somehow.
Okay.
You know, so a lot of times they'll move closer maybe to the beach, or maybe they want to be, you know, towards Nocatee or Beach Walk. Mm-hmm. So yes, absolutely.
Or maybe they can take the equity and roll that into a weekend getaway place, maybe some other town that they like to go visit a lot. Do you see that happening?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the mountains out there in Georgia, you get people that like a vacation home or even down south here in Florida.
Right.
They have that other place that the family can come together and make new memories.
Right. At. And very often those vacation homes can be monetized, especially someplace like Florida, mm-hmm. where you can turn it into vacation rental.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you can make a lot of money on vacation rentals. It's like amazing to me.
Really?
How many people really, really profit from vacation rentals.
Really?
So,
what's the hot area for that? Is that done in Jacksonville at all, vacation rentals?
A lot here in Jacksonville.
See, that surprises me. I would have thought maybe, you know, Central Florida with the theme parks. I would think maybe the Keys.
Well, you know,
people want to get away, but Jacksonville has vacation rental properties.
You know, my investor that we worked with for some time, Home Point LLC,
okay.
When they build down at the beach, they put it up for vacation rental mm-hmm. before they actually sell it. And all I got to say is cha-ching.
Is there a vacation season for Jacksonville or throughout
it's all
the
year? Are you kidding? This really? Time of year we get all the snowbirds because, you know, right now we're what? I think we're about 55 degrees right now mm-hmm. At 2 o'clock. So, you know, for them, that's a heat wave.
So I would imagine vacation rental for Florida, for this part of Florida at least, a lot of the market for that would people who live extendedly here in Florida for maybe months at a time to get away from the winter in Canada and the Northeast.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, it's that time already for our hot properties here in Northeast Florida. And do I have some hot properties for you? Absolutely. We have a couple in Flagler. And I still have the one at 406 Jasper Drive, Flagler Beach, zip code of 32136, off of the area of, I think that's Interstate 100. I think that's how you guys
wouldn't
say it.
Wouldn't be Interstate.
Is it SR?
State Road.
State Road? Is that? Okay.
SR1.
So you guys say State Road here.
SR
okay.
State Road. The interstate's the federal highways with the I in front
gotcha,
of it.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so the State Road 100.
They don't go that high.
And John Anderson area. Okay. And it's a beautiful house. 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom for $385,000. It is over 2,600 square feet. Absolutely gorgeous. And it is a pool home. And let's see, we have the other one at Flagler. Let me tell you, this one is at Sea Colony. Now, Sea Colony is awesome because their HOA is $150 a month, which is incredible. You have a private beach. You have homes.
So the HOA fees go up the closer you are to the ocean?
No, this is just okay. This. It's Sea Colony. They have their own private area.
I see.
They have pools, tennis courts, everything. They even have a lake in there that you could do some kayaking in.
Okay.
And the house that we're selling in there is only $384,900. It's a fantastic house. And you walk to the beach.
That's a good...
it's
for,
awesome.
For beach, you know, front property, that's not bad.
It is
you know,
awesome.
Being on the ocean, you're looking at usually $500,000 and up.
Yes. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,906 square feet. And for those people that want a little vacation home, maybe even, mm-hmm. like we were talking about earlier, this is amazing. Amazing, right. Amazing, amazing. So highly recommend that home. And we have some deals at 9864 Eve Drive North. There's an open house there this Saturday, and it's from 12 to 2. And Betty Layton will be there. That house is only $132,000. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the house of the week on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And let me tell you about the hot property of the week. I absolutely love this house. I would live in this house. It is so cute, and it's in South, they call it South Riverside, but it's really, I think, more south of San Marco. It's in the San Marco area.
Okay.
So it is $215,000. It is a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's 1,675 square feet, and okay. It's adorable. The living room has the kind of a peak ceiling, and okay. It's all wood.
That looks look really
and
nice.
It is fantastic. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Nice part of
it
town.
It is
too.
At 3403 Rosemary Street, and the zip code is 32207. That's 3403 Rosemary Street, and it's only $215,000. And I want to give a shout out to Robin Deegan. Robin Deegan, you've done a great job with this listing, and if you're interested, give me a call. I'd love to show it because I'd love to see it myself. It's got a wonderful yard and plenty of place to entertain, and it's cute as a button.
Yeah.
So
now,
that is my chosen home of the week.
Now, if someone's got a real estate question this hour, all right, you're here. You're the expert. If someone wanted to
yes.
call in.
I always forget to tell people to call in.
Yeah. 904-222-TALK. 904-222-8255 is the number.
Yeah. It's always like after the show, we go, God, did I ever give the phone number out?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I forget. I end up just talking and talking and talking.
It's okay.
So we do want you to call in. We have I want to talk about a few great events happening this week here in Northeast Florida. So we have some great events happening in Northeast Florida.
That's including Betty's Open House, right?
Betty's Open House, yes, on Eve. But we have Hillary Farr. Now, hers is not this week. So hers is going to be in the month of December. You need to look her up. Hillary Farr from HGTV is coming to Northeast Florida, and she is going to do a seminar on renovations. So if you're interested in doing some renos, this is she's from Love It or List It. No, it's, yeah, Love It or List It. So I would say we need to get some tickets for that.
Okay.
And we have Jack on the line. Jack, how are you today? And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm well. Thanks for asking. And my question has to do with my particular neighborhood. I bought into it 9 years ago. I love living here. But there's been a couple significant changes I wanted to mention and get your read on it. This is the Fishweir neighborhood, which is right near Fishweir Elementary, of course, a stone's throw from the campus of the Florida State College. And, of course, the changes I'm referring to is that huge apartment complex that's going to go up right at the bend of St. John's Avenue, and I'm thinking that's going to make the area more high density.
Mm.
Second concern is the Fishweir Elementary. I'm thinking that that's bulging at the seams. They have portable buildings, and eventually I'm thinking the school board may sell it, and I'm thinking maybe more development there. So I was wondering what your take on that neighborhood is long-term as far as being a good, safe, stable, nice neighborhood to continue to live in.
Well, it sounds like it is. It just sounds like it's growing. I mean, every place right now in Northeast Florida is growing. That's not necessarily a bad thing. What zip code are you in?
05.
Okay. So, yeah, that area is definitely growing. I don't necessarily look at it as a negative. Now, it sounds like you're having some apartment complexes go up.
You may be also considering things like traffic congestion.
Sure, that's what I was just going to say. And so you're going to definitely have increases in, like Roger said, in traffic. And, you know, when more people come in, perhaps a little more crime comes in as well. But that's just, you know, as population grows, those things are expected. But that's a nice area, and I don't necessarily look at that as bad. So I would have to come take a tour to give, you know.
Unless Jack is the type of person who's wired in such a way where he just does not like to be around a lot of people.
That's right.
There's some people who like the secluded, far off, you know, they even call some of, if you're extreme, off the
grid.
So
what do you think about it, Jack? It's more important on what you think about it.
Well, I enjoyed the neighborhood because it had kind of an easygoing pace to it. Yet all the amenities, doctor's offices, shopping and such is just right at your fingertips. But I'm just concerned about the considerable higher density that's going to result from these apartments, because it's going to be a huge complex that's getting ready to open not too long from now here.
Yeah, you know, that whole area, and as you continue west even, I was just out in way deep into Middleburg, going towards Green Cove, and I can't even believe the growth out there. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. I don't know where all these people are coming from, but we are in the top 10 of the best places to live in the U.S. because of our economy is continuing to grow and prosper. So as that continues, we're going to see more growth here in Northeast Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question with respect to growth. You know, an apartment complex coming up, maybe another subdivision nearby. Do you see those things having impact on the value of people's property? Does that cause appraisals to go up, down, or about the same, or it depends?
It just depends.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. Yeah. You know, we look at, you know, I'm going to just use the town center because I was just kind of curious. You know, you get those ads on your Facebook as you're, you know, scrolling down.
Right.
Well, I saw that it was one of their luxury apartments is what they call most of these apartment complexes now. And I looked, they're small. They are real small. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of curious. So I was glancing to see, you know, how much are these things? $1,800 a month. It's like anybody out there, if you're paying $1,800 a month, you best call me. You call me at 290-1552. I will get you into a mortgage and you will probably pay less than $1,800 a month.
For something that's probably a lot more roomy.
A lot bigger.
A lot roomier than you know. The definition of a luxury apartment is one where they have concrete cinder blocks for the walls
stunned.
As opposed to drywall, right? Where you can't hear
stunned.
Your neighbors.
And you know what? They'll be sold out. They'll be sold out.
Yeah.
And you know, if people have problems with their credit or, you know, let us take a look at it. Let us help you.
That's what you specialize in.
Let us give you some suggestions mm-hmm. on what we can do to get you into that home so you're not paying for these luxury apartments that, you know, are a little over 1,000 square feet for $1,800 a month.
Right. Now, what if someone just likes the apartment type place? You can put them into condos and townhouses.
You can put them into condos. I mean, right. I live in a condo. Love it. I'm always on the go.
So just like, you know, so just like living night, in an apartment, but you own it and you're building equity for yourself.
I have weird hours. Sometimes I'm off at 5 and sometimes, like last night, I'm strolling home at 9 p.m. So, you know, condo living is perfect for me. You know, it just makes sense.
And you don't have to do the yard.
Don't have to do anything.
But even if you do want a house and you don't want to do the yard, you can hire someone to come out once a week to make sure your lawn is cut and everything's trimmed, manicured, and flowers are planted around the shrubs.
So I am telling people out there, if there's anything I can do, let me do it for you, because come in, find out, rather than, you know, just getting yourself into a lease that you may not need to do.
And very often you find people do make assumptions about where they're at as far as their ability to get into a home that they didn't realize that they could actually afford to get into something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we have, you know, we have several different, you know, mortgage people that we work with. Mm-hmm. Caliber Home Loans, we got First Florida Financial, we got Jet. You know, we have Movement Mortgage. These are all wonderful people that do a great job. Mm-hmm. And so they help us with our clients. And, you know, we work with these people because they're top notch.
Yeah.
And, you know, let us take a look for you.
I have a confession to make. You know, I thought that my situation was too bad to get out of. We got into a really bad, ill-advised lease with the option to buy, selling with a tenant that just did us wrong. And I thought that that just ruined our credit and we couldn't buy a house for at least, you know, how many years that would have been. But the difference is I liked a window shop and there was a new community coming up and I decided to just take a look, you know, at the model. Come to find out that we qualified for it. And I had no, I thought it would be at least, you know, 5 to 10 more years before we could qualify for it, you know, because of a situation that was beyond our control. And we certainly did qualify it. But there was one little thing that was in error, inaccurate on our report that we had to clear up. And
they cleared it up, right?
It was too late for that because we had to re-sign our lease or decide something. And it wouldn't have been enough time. But as soon as the lease was up, we got into something even nicer than that. So don't assume that your situation's bad unless you talk to an expert, and Anita is your expert.
That's right, Anita Hiles.
Okay.
Awesome. And, you know, I want to talk about, I love, it's called Live Like Locals. I found it on Facebook. It's awesome. They tell you about the events that are coming up in our area. And so if you go to Rapid Fire Real Estate on Facebook, click on like, because of course I need you to like my page. I'm still not at the 10,000 peeps yet, but I'm getting close. If you scroll down, you will find the ad that I have. Well, it's not an ad, but a post that I have. And it gives you what is going on in the community this week. And there is some great things happening here in Northeast Florida. I'm just on a roll and it's time to go. But let me tell you, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the top 5 things to do. And we're going to talk a little bit about Ed Dean as well, because we could talk behind his back.
Plus, taking your calls at 904-222-TALK.
That's right. And you're listening to WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Nancy Pelosi is widely expected to be nominated as the next House Speaker. Democrats are huddling today to elect their new leadership. Attorneys for ex-Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort have been briefing the president's attorneys on what their clients told investigators. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says that Manafort's lawyers have been sharing the things that pertain to the president's part of the case. And he said that Mr. Trump has been enraged by the treatment of Manafort, who has denied lying to Mueller's agents. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there's no intelligence connecting the order to murder Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi to the Saudi crown prince. Pompeo says he does believe that he's read all of the intelligence that came in, and there's no direct reporting connecting the crown prince to the order to murder Jamal Khashoggi. It's also something the crown prince has vehemently denied. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 544 points. This is SRN News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Hi, everybody. It's our second year anniversary coming up Friday, November the 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. here at the Salem Center. Free food, free cash prizes, free entertainment. I just got to get you on the list. Email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Friday evening, November the 30th, our second year anniversary, or go to eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords WBOB or Ed Dean, our second year anniversary, November the 30th.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Since 1928, people have admired diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs that we've hand-selected and put together because of the way they dance and sparkle on a lady's neck or ear. And now, through Christmas, Underwoods is putting all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale at 15% below our everyday price. We also take trade-ins on these pieces of jewelry, so if you're thinking about growing a diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond studs up to a larger size, this is the ideal time to come see us. To give an example, we normally sell our 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $2,600, but right now they're on sale for $2,210. Our diamond solitaire necklaces are priced the same way, with sizes from 1/5-carat total weight up to 7 carats total weight. So if you need a gift that says forever, make it an Underwood diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond stud earrings. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Pontevedra.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening. It will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside and at AnitaHiles.com.
Where does our producer Brian find these songs?
I don't know. I felt like that was a love song.
Everything is like connected. He does a great job.
He does. Yeah. I love him to pieces. Okay. The top five things to do in our town, you're going to have to go to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on Facebook to get, because we have a special guest today on our show. And I quickly want to mention and talk about, we could talk about Ed Dean behind his back, can't we, Arthur?
Yeah.
Long as
it's good.
Let's chat about him.
Okay.
Well, Ed Dean. Yes, anytime we mention Ed Dean, we need the Superman music because he is hot to trot. He is the man of the town, and you don't want to miss this Friday night. This Friday at 6 p.m. is a second anniversary party, and they can get tickets where? Because we're running out. So
exactly. You know,
it's coming close.
It's a free event to attend. However, they want to know how many people expect because it's going to be catered, you know, and gift cards given out. So you can either email Ed at ed@wbob.com or said his name again, or you can go to Eventbrite, eventbrite.com.
Yes.
And then you use the keywords either Ed Dean or WBOB.
Absolutely.
And reserve your tickets. You need to know the names of everyone who's going to be there.
And so he is hot, hot, hot.
Yes.
I love his morning show. Love Roger on that morning show. It is great. And so tune in to see him at 6 a.m.
Right.
And hopefully
you can see what we look like in person. Shocking.
I know. And I will be there. So you guys will get to meet me as well.
Yeah, you'll be there. And I'll be there. Ed will be there. And, of course, hundreds of other friends who just appreciate.
You never know who's going to pop in.
Exactly. I understand. Ed said some celebrity types are going to be there as well.
You never know who's going to pop in on that. So you don't want to miss the party.
Okay.
And today is Home Warranty Wednesday.
Okay.
And so we're going to learn a little bit about home warranties and from my good friend Carly Mack, and she is from Old Republic Home Protection.
It's the spotlight of the week.
Happy to be here.
She is our spotlight of the week. So tell us about home warranties. You know, when people purchase a house, we always, as realtors, we want the seller to pay for that home warranty. And tell us what exactly is a home warranty and what does it do? How does it protect our buyers?
Sure. So the first half of the question, what's a home warranty, right? I know a lot of people have some standoffishness about the word warranty just in general. But the home warranty is a year-long program that covers the, we call them the operating systems and the appliances in your house. So on the resales, like you're talking about, these are the operating systems is the air conditioning, the water heater, the electrical, the plumbing, and then all the appliances are anything in the kitchen, the microwave, the dishwasher, the washer dryer. So that's the program for 1 year. If something breaks, they call us, we send out a vetted technician, diagnose the problem, repair it. If they can't repair it, they replace it. Mm. So that's pretty fantastic. And
is there a dollar amount that they'll replace something up to?
Certain items have limits, and that is definitely something you should check when you're considering a home warranty company. Old Republic Home Protection has a couple dollar limits on the kitchen refrigerator. Like that one has a cap of $2,500. But that's a pretty jazzy refrigerator.
Right.
If you're asking.
Well, and that's a nice cap, too.
They have refrigerators now. You have an app on your phone, you're at the grocery store, and you can see what you need to go buy because it's got a camera inside.
Listen, I'm telling you, I can't work with a refrigerator that's smarter than I am. So I'll be keeping the double-sided
ice maker. If you need that, there's some issues.
You've got something else going on.
Yes.
But All the parts we even separately out, like I said, there's a cap on the refrigerator, $2,500.
Okay.
But separately, we cover the beverage dispenser and the ice machine and the ice dispenser. So like those are considered separate pieces of that appliance.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's all these little things that kind of add up. But the benefit to having it is really, we were talking about, you know, being in a situation where you have bad credit and you don't know if you can afford moving into a house. So a lot of people, you know, they beg, borrow, steal, get to closing, pay their closing, and then they move into this new house because, you know, they can, and it's great and everybody should. But having that home warranty is some budget protection after the close of sale that if one of those major appliances or operating systems break down, they can call us and get that budget protection of paying the trade call fee is what we call it. And that's either $75 or $100 or, again, based on your home warranty. But they pay that fee, and then we diagnose the problem and go from there.
Yeah. And things, you know, will generally break down eventually. You know, we've had a couple of fridges at our house, and on both of them, at least once, two fridges, I think one of them twice, the ice just quit, you know, the ice maker quit making ice on both, you know, and both of them we got brand new. So it's good to have something in there where you can just make a call and get it fixed.
Yeah.
Yes. And you guys cover also AC units?
We do. Yes. We cover the air conditioning and heat units both. And we cover the refrigerant for those systems. So that's right now they're doing a whole conversion from Freon to Puron. Mm-hmm. The Environmental sure. Protection Group, you know, has sort of said Freon is not so great for our ozone, which is, you know, we want to keep track of those things, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But
now the cost of that stuff, you know, can be upwards of $100 a pound. And most systems have like 8 pounds in them. So If you don't have that home warranty, and even if they're just charging it, just adding more, mm-hmm. that could be a pretty costly expense out of your pocket. I know, I think I had a slow leak in one of mine, and we had the guy come out like every 2 years and just add Freon. Mm. It was too much to try to figure out where it was, because they got those systems on opposite ends of the house.
And we live in Florida, you know, we're enjoying the weather right now compared to, you know, Nebraska. But in the summertime, you don't want to have an air conditioning problem. Not this part of the country, because it's very, very unpleasant. Let's just say that.
Yes, yes. And I see that you guys have a couple of different plans. You have your bacon.
You got bacon on the brain?
Yes, I'll take bacon on a double with cheese. You guys have on your basic plan, you have a basic plan, you have an ultimate protection plan, and you have a platinum plan. And so I'm going to go middle of the road. Tell us a little bit about your ultimate protection plan.
Sure, absolutely. And you know what? That's my favorite. Not because it's the middle of the road, but you know, when we talk about value for dollars, that ultimate protection is going to cover all the parts and labor. We have a comprehensive home warranty plan. So we include, like I said, the operating systems and the appliances from the get-go. There are other plans that are a la carte, and so those add up pretty quickly. But we put it all up there, you know, all the systems and appliances. But the ultimate enhancements that we add on in that ultimate comes down to those little things, like the garage door keypads. That are on the garage door, or even your openers.
Mm-hmm.
We also add in the baskets, the roller racks for the dishwasher. We add in the handles for the appliances, the plumbing faucets, the shower heads. So it's like a whole list of things. And basically the price difference is about $100 from the standard to the ultimate.
Okay.
Big things. Like, so I'm naming off all these little things. You're like, okay, well, those are all little things, but we also cover improper installation on the ultimate. So if you're buying a house that's been there for 12 years, you don't know what kind of work John, Joe, and Jane have done before
that's
you.
So true.
So you're walking into an unknown situation. They might be working the day that you close, but that piece of duct tape might give out any minute.
And a lot of time homeowners, if they're not careful, you know, Anita advised against this. Instead of hiring a licensed contractor, they get a friend who says they know how to do it and they didn't do a great job. You know,
yes.
Love my mother with all her heart, but she would rather go to somebody she knows who doesn't know what they're doing
right?
than a professional, because she thinks the person's got her
it
best
is
interest.
A nightmare.
And they may not know what they're doing.
Right. So we'll cover that.
Uh-huh.
However it was fixed.
And I like this too, because you guys provide up to $250 per occurrence for required permits,
mm-hmm.
and also up to $250 per plan to correct code violations.
Code violations.
So when Roger's mom ends up wanting to sell and she has some code violations, and if she has your home warranty, she might be able to utilize that to help with some of the corrections that perhaps that she has to do with the city.
Depending on the situations, yeah, usually it's in conjunction with a repair, and not isolated instance, because the appliance or the system has to be malfunctioning mm-hmm. in order to call us. So if it was just individual code violations, that wouldn't necessarily be, if there was some sort of other malfunction, it would be tied in with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, would your company provide warranty service or a problem that was existing prior to your situation was brewing but had not manifest yet?
So the way that it's kind of worded is that we do cover unknown pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
So if it couldn't be detected with a simple mechanical test
mm-hmm.
at the effective date of close or the effective date of the plan, depending on when it goes into effect, we cover unknown pre-existing conditions. And, you know, that starts to be that split hair sort of situation.
Right.
But yes, we do say that we will. And that goes down into diagnosis and having the technician go out there and take a look at it.
Okay.
So yeah, absolutely. And I'll say also, you know, one of those things when you're moving from out of place, when I talk about the technicians, another benefit to having a home warranty is vetted technicians. You don't have to search for people that you know are licensed and insured. You call us and we send one.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, we're here with Carly Mack, and it is Home Warranty Wednesday with Old Republic Home Protection. So give us a call at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255 and ask your questions. And we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at anitahiles.com. And it is Happy Home Warranty Wednesday with Carly Mack.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you came in today.
Captain Carly Mack, by the way.
Almost captain.
Almost captain.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, honestly, I'm honored that you're here, and thank you for your service to the country.
Oh, thank you, Roger.
See, in addition to your day job, you were in the Army Reserves, right?
Yeah, in the National Guard.
On the state side, yeah.
But a lot of people call it the Reserves because we just show up and I'd say train 1 week in a month and 2 weeks in the summer. But for anybody that's thinking about joining, it's more than that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Anytime there's like a national disaster or anything like that, you guys get called in and you've got to, you know, help people evacuate and put sandbags out. And, you know, you're, you know, all things equal, you know, nice lady with your fingernails done and all that. But you're out with combat boots if there's an emergency, right?
Yeah, my mom wears combat boots, right? That's what my kids can have that as a bumper sticker. So, I mean, you know, not to hit the downsides, but I did serve out in Panama City after the Hurricane Michael went through there and spent some time out there with those guys and helping them get back up and running. So, and I know they still need help. So I know we just had Giving Tuesday, but if anybody can have a way to get help to Panama City. Because that was definitely
Yeah, we saw some of the images. What was that one city that was it looked like a bomb had gone off and blew
up? It's Mexico.
Mexico Beach. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's basically done.
Did you go there and you saw that firsthand?
Didn't get that close in. Okay. I'm in a support group, so we stay a little bit further back, but field supplies out to some of the units that do that.
I was going to ask you, what work do you do in the National Guard?
I'm a communications officer, so I do signals, radio and communications on the computer.
So you're in radio.
I'm in radio.
Imagine that.
Different kind of radio, but it's still radio, okay?
Right. I don't have to say over.
She's
the when I'm
Robin
done
Williams. Robin Williams of the base.
Good
I love
morning.
It.
So they did have a lot of work. I know we went through 47 chainsaws or something. I mean, just clearing roads and cutting down trees and sending out supplies. And they help with shelters, to run shelters and move donations around, because they come in pallets. It's heavy. It's a lot of lifting. So
and not only that, if there's a war situation, you very likely could be sent to some place like in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and you're a mom with kids back home, huh?
Yes, I am. Yep, I got two boys at home, and then it's a possibility, but not right now on the forefront. So I enjoy it. I've been doing it for a while now, almost 12 years. And
pray for our military and pray for Carly.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
Keep them in your thoughts as we go through the holidays, because some people don't get to be home with their families.
That's correct. So definitely thank you for your service. And if you have any questions about the home warranty with Old Republic Home Protection, anybody can purchase one, though, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I was going to say—
You don't have to be buying a house.
No,
so
you
if
don't.
If you're out there and you want a home protection for your home— I believe in it. I still have one. I think it's. I remember when I first moved here, our house was vacant for some time. And so we ended up using it a lot.
A lot, yes. That's always, yes. I mean, because you just don't know the condition. And if you go to ORHP, like Old Republic Home Protection.com, ORHP.com, they can get more information, find the brochures and everything. We do work a lot with real estate agents and in real estate. So if you know a realtor, call them to get the best price and go through them for that kind of information, because the stuff that we put out there is realtor related. So we want to make sure that if anybody's listening and they've got a realtor friend, which I think most people do now, because how many realtors do we have in Northeast Florida? Mm-hmm.
There's only one. Yeah.
There's
Anita
one,
Hiles.
And
Anita
she's
Hiles.
In this room. So call Anita if you need a home
That's
warranty
right.
or a house. And
because they get a little discount.
Well, Anita talked about her house that was vacant that she moved into. But what about people who are moving into a home that's new construction? Generally speaking, people think, okay, this is brand spanking new. I'm not going to have a problem.
I don't need a home warranty. Yeah. It's brand new.
Right, exactly. And I can tell you firsthand that,
you need one.
Our roof was leaking for a little bit when we moved into our brand new home.
Yeah, and I won't mention mine.
Thankfully, that's we got that taken care of. But what are some of the things that people with new homes, and do they need a home warranty?
Sure, absolutely. And we say that all homes need a home warranty. But I know so many people, and not that we're getting back into this market, because I don't want to freak anybody out. But when they got into that market where a lot of builders popped up and they weren't building things so great, you just didn't know what you were getting when you left. And so you had the builder's warranty for 1 year. But what we're offering is a 4-year plan that can follow that 1 year builder's warranty. So it goes into effect on day one of year two, covers the same systems, covers the same appliances at a fraction of the cost. I mean, it's literally like 1/3 if you ordered it year over year. So if you waited until the end of your first year and you were like, oh, well, we've got our builder's warranty, we've got our manufacturer's warranties, we'll just wait. But if you do that wait, then you're going to pay for this plan over and over and over,
correct,
where you could just pay up front at close, $605, get it out of the way, and then it goes into effect automatically,
Anita,
and you've got 5 years of coverage.
Could that be rolled into the cost of the mortgage or no?
No.
Or would you recommend that? No, kidding.
No, not worth it. It's not worth it. Sometimes we even purchase it as a gift for our buyers.
Okay.
So it just depends on the realtor. Sometimes we'll pay half of it for them. I used to always purchase it for them if the seller wasn't going to purchase it. And that was always my gift to the buyer, because it's so important. I always tell them to renew it. It's just worth it, because you never know. It's kind of like insurance. You never know. You have to have it, but you love it when you need it, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's just like an insurance policy. We renew ours every year. And, I hear all these stories from people, just a garbage disposal. Think about a garbage disposal over the holidays. I mean, you know, you,
simple
that thing gives out on you. It's simple things. But just knowing you don't have to research somebody and you could just pick up the phone, one phone number, tell the guy what the model number or serial number is. He shows up with a garbage disposal. It's put in one check. He's gone. And it's working again 2 days before Christmas.
Correct. And that you're back into cooking.
May or may not have happened to me.
What are, are there any co payments and what are they with the Old Republic?
So we call them trade call fees or service fees. Okay. And the reason that Old Republic calls it a trade call fee is because we're only going to charge you for one trade. So, for example, if you're being frugal or fiscal, you can, if you have two plumbing issues, you can call us one time. And because it's a single trade, he'll fix both items for one fee.
Okay.
So it's either $75 or $100 on our plan. And so, you know, like anything, if it's two appliances, but one technician can repair it, you only have to pay that fee once.
I see.
If you want to gather up all your broken things, as long as they're the same trade, you only have to pay that fee that one time. So, and then we have a 30-day recall on anything that they do. So if it isn't quite that whatever they fixed wasn't quite the fix,
mm-hmm.
you can call them back and they'll come out and look at it again and you don't have to pay it again. So that's how we refer to that. You pay the flat rate up front and that dictates which coverage you get. Like Anita mm-hmm. was talking about, standard, ultimate, or platinum.
Right.
And then you have your trade call fee also based on that flat rate up front.
So, kind of works like a co-payment, right?
Yeah, a little
or
bit.
Or deductible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But it just doesn't add up to anything. Sometimes when I say deductible, they say, what are you deducting it from?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Right.
That's awesome. Well, we absolutely love you, Carly Mack. We're hoping that you come back and because we like having you here on your day,
Home Warranty Wednesdays.
We love you. So thank you so much. And just a couple things I want to remind our listeners to shop local. We've got some great businesses out here, and so take advantage and shop local and help the little guy out. And also, go to my Facebook page to find the five things that's going on. There's some great events. Mandarin has a great event on Saturday the 1st. You want to look that up. Also, Markets for Makers. I love this. So it's shopping local. If you want something that is handcrafted for somebody special, this is where you want to be on December 1st from 11 to 4 p.m. And it's at the Glass Factory. I believe that's downtown. And they're going to have a lot of homemade type items. So it's called Markets for Makers. You can go to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, like my page, and then watch the little video on there that gives you the top five things in Jacksonville. And, of course, you have to come out and see Roger and I and Ed Dean. It's Ed Dean's second anniversary. Come see us. Come see us in person, and you get to see how hot Ed Dean really is. and as well as Roger. So
I'm cold, actually. The weather's dropped. You know, 30, what was it, 32 last night?
It was.
34, yeah.
I know. Nobody, you know, it's like, oh, my God.
Cold weather.
I like it, but, you know, I just don't have the proper clothes for it. I think most Floridians don't. So
yeah.
Today I have my gator thing because it keeps the cold wind out. So
well, there's big rivalry between the Gators and the Noles. You know, Ed Dean's a big Seminoles fan.
Noles. They lost.
Yeah. But you know what? A true fan sticks with their team no matter what, good or bad, win or lose.
Of course. I just kind of incorporated the Gators.
Okay.
So I'm a Gator fan all the way because I am a Floridian.
Yeah, orange and blue. That's what you're wearing today.
Thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'll be here next week. And next week, I've got some great news for you, and we've got some hot people upcoming, and I can't wait to share that on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.